Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now, Jess Kelly is off today, so here to answer your tech questions is Cillian Ginnity, digital content creator for News Talk. Cillian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for
having me. Happy you can answer all the conundrums posed by our listeners?
Well, I hope so. I hope I can help in any way.
All right. Now, first of all, you want to talk about something that might be espied on the fingers of the England football team.
Yeah, it's the one thing, aside from being snappy dressers, that Gareth Southgate and Kim Kardashian actually have in common is the Aura Smart Ring. Now, this is a wearable tech that kind of has gone under the radar over the last couple of years. But the England team had been spotted on their training ahead of the Serbia game over the weekend and in press conferences wearing them. And John Stones, one of the England defenders, has described his as addictive. Now, what they seem to be using these for is to get the most amount of data on the health and the training methods that they're using with the players, because these rings track activity, steps, heart rate, the blood oxygen, sleep trends, and they're meant to be able to also predict early signs of sickness. So they are very interesting, but fundamentally, they're just a smartwatch with less tech. They kind of offboard the processing to your phone rather than doing it on your wrist.
Okay, so this ring is around whichever finger the ring fits, I presume. Does it come in many sizes?
It's like a normal ring. You just pick your ring size and you get it online. So with Aura, they're a Finnish company and they're very well made, but they are really quite expensive. They're €329 on their European site with a six euro subscription per month for the app. They're not the only ones doing them. Samsung actually back in January announced that they were bringing out the Galaxy Ring, and it's expected to be launched next month at their Samsung Galaxy Unpacked event on July 10th. And it seems to be in the same kind of way where, like with the smartwatches, it's all kind of fitness-based, but with the benefit of being tiny, so you can actually wear it in bed comfortably.
Okay. Now, the election is underway in the UK and AI may come into the frame.
We all knew that AI was going to have a big impact on the elections, and the UK is no different. But AI Steve is a candidate in the Brighton Pavilion constituency for the Smarter UK party. Technically, he's running as an independent because they didn't actually register in time. But it's going to be ran by a guy called Steve Endicott, who's an entrepreneur and the chairman behind Neural Voice, which they basically create personalised voice assistants for businesses in AI characters. And he's now going to use AI Steve to be the actual member of parliament, with himself being the physical representative in parliament. Now, how this is going to work is that you can basically chat to him on your computer.
Yeah.
I tried it this morning. It's an actual talk.
So you can actually ask him about policy of the party and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, but you have to prove that you're a resident for the policies to actually take place. And then once you're in a commuter belt of the constituency, you can then vote on them. And basically anything that is above 50% approval rate amongst the constituency will then be raised in Parliament by the physical representative.
And is he on the ballot paper?
He is, yeah. Now, it's not saying much when the official monster raving loony party is also on the ballot paper, so it's quite an interesting one.
Okay, well now, we'll park that there for the moment and see how AI Steve gets on in that election. Here are the questions coming in, though, from our listeners. I have an iPhone with a large memory, 256 gigs. I also pay $2.99 a month for Apple storage. However, my ability to store photos, files, etc. seems to be limited by Google. I'm not sure how I ever signed up to Google Photos, but I'm constantly getting reminders that my storage is almost full and inviting me to pay for extra, which I don't want to do. I paid a lot extra to get a phone with a large capacity. I also pay Apple. Is there any way I can ditch Google Photos without losing all my photos in my phone memory? I don't really need three separate methods of storage.
You absolutely don't. And that is very annoying to be paying for something that you feel you don't need. Now, what you should be able to do is go onto Google Takeout, which is one of their ways of that they'll bring all these photos together and be able to download them or send them to an email or send them to another drive. That should be the simplest way of backing it up. And then once that's done, you should be able to go in and take your card off. An alternative method is just going with either Google Takeout or into your folder itself and just downloading them, be it to a computer with a hard drive or you have a phone with a good size memory. Well, maybe just do it directly from there and then delete the app and make sure your sync is turned off for that.
Yeah. Typically, how big would Google Photo storage be? I mean, it's what you pay for, I suppose. But
yeah.
So I mean, compared to 256 gigs on a phone.
yeah, like I know phone photos are getting much better and much bigger, but anything over 10 meg is kind of a big photo. So maybe you should check your phone quality settings as well on your camera to make sure you're not taking what's called raw images, which could be much, much bigger and filling up space unnecessarily. But 256 gig should be more than enough.
Question we get regularly. Any recommendations for any tablets for young kids for holidays?
Depending on the age of the kids, there could be something like the Acer Kids tablet. Now, it's only 32 gigabytes, but it's a nice 10-inch screen. It has a rubber protection. It's €119 in Currys at the minute. But it should have enough space to download 4 or 5 movies and be robust enough to actually handle.
Okay. Would Killian have any advice on a phone to give a 10-year-old? I don't want him to have a smartphone, but I want him to be contactable.
Absolutely. So there is a number of options and they're all thankfully very reasonably priced. So in the likes of Harvey Normans, they have a whole range of Nokia phones. So there's like the 2660 Flip for €60. Or if you want to have something a little bit better now, is the Nokia C22, which is a touchscreen and it will give you a few apps that you can use. And that's €90. But the main thing for kids that are getting any of them kind of smarter phones is to make sure that you have your parental Google account set up so that you can actually control what apps they can and can't use and for how long.
Would your tech expert know anything about Duolingo? Is it worth it?
So Duolingo, famous for its memes where the owl is going to get you if you don't do your streak, and people do get addicted to it. I'm not too sure how useful it is as an actual app. There is many other options. I think there was like Babylon is another big one. A lot of my friends use it, but I've yet to hear them speak in the language that they've trained in.
Okay. We were away on holiday and noticed a lot of people still using cameras. Is it worth it to still have a camera? What does Killian think? I would take a lot of family photos and tend not to print from the phone. Any option he would recommend?
Now, you're talking to a guy who works with cameras on a daily basis. Yeah. So, of course, I'm going to say there's absolutely space for it. Sony has some really good mirrorless ones that are quite cheap now, quite compact. And Canon as well. They have some nice, what they're called compact cameras. You don't necessarily need ones that have detachable lenses and stuff. Depending on your phone, the phone quality really does actually hold up when printed. But just go into your settings and make sure that you're actually taking them at a high
And quality. If you do buy a camera, it would be useful to make sure it has Bluetooth so that you can download wirelessly.
Yeah, a lot of them now have NFC or Wi-Fi, so you can connect it and do all your editing on your phone, which when you're working out in the field or out on holidays is dead handy. Mm-hmm.
Looking for a TV recommendation, I tend not to watch actual TV. And I do watch a lot of streamers. Would something like Sky Glass be worth it?
Yeah, I think so. Like Sky Glass is very similar to just having an actual Sky box. Now, it's great if you don't want to have to choose, particularly because it'll give you the options of what they have. And it's great to kind of have them condensed in one spot. If you already do have...
Sky Glass is the television set. And then you get pucks if you want to have it in other rooms. But Sky also are doing, without Sky Glass, they're doing this streaming service now using the pucks.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want a kind of a cheaper alternative, if you do have streamers, but you like the idea of having them all in one spot, the Google Chromecast Home now actually comes with a little remote, and they will, if you have Disney and Paramount and Netflix, it'll show them all in one spot by the genre.
Random question, but are there any fitness apps that Killian would recommend? Is there a free Couch to 5K? I've had to pay for all of them so far.
That's where you have me beat. I'm not the most fittest human in the world. But if you want to email us at digitalandnewstalk.com, I would be more than happy to follow up on that.
Okay. Why do I have to pay for Google Workspace? I have a website and 3 email addresses.
So Google Workspace is you're basically paying either for your domain, and especially if you are using a email that has like your custom domain like newstalk.com, if you use something like that rather than Gmail, you're basically paying for server space for that to be hosted on, so that's always
available. Why it's charged as it is. Yeah. Okay, Killian, that's all we have time for. Killian Ginnity, thank you very much, standing in for Jess Kelly.
Tech with Jess,
in association with Viatel Technology Group. IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel managed cybersecurity. Viatel.com.